Skimmers, beaks that continually grow. Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Ken, I assume this is just another one of those problems for the evolutionists, right?
Well, that's for sure, Mark. Skimmers are birds that live along the coast, and they have a unique way of feeding. These birds fly just above the water with their lower beak skimming the surface. So whenever that beak hits anything in the water, it scoops up the prey. Now, over time, the friction of the water wears against the lower beak, so you'd expect the beak to wear away. But the lower beak of the skimmer continually grows at the same rate that it wears. Actually, skimmers that are kept in zoos have to have their lower beaks trimmed on a regular basis, or the lower beak will grow out way past the upper beak. By the way, the upper beak of the skimmer doesn't grow continually, but it doesn't touch the water anyway, and won't wear down. So evolutionists have a real problem trying to explain how the lower beak came to continually grow and the upper beak didn't. When we look at the skimmer, we see the wonderful purpose and design of our Creator God. It looks like the skimmer is designed to do what it does do, and what it does do well, doesn't it? I think it does.
The book of Genesis can be a powerful tool in sharing our faith. That's the theme of Ken Ham's new booklet called Effective Evangelism. It's just been posted to our website, answersradio.com. It's a free service of the radio ministry of answersradio.com.